Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex, you are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
What's up, Ted?
Steve, I'm going to spit that water one day.
Yes.
I know.
Like Triple H.
Still thinking about it. Coming out.
Large and in charge.
Yeah, man. We should have done it a pain in the grass. People would have liked it.
So I don't think our friend Juliet, she knows anything about what's going on with
no,
the water.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like it, because I can see her looking at me through my left.
Could you
she's
imagine?
Like, I was like, I'm focused on Steve. We've been doing this for a while.
I'm now wishing I had, is this the water bottle in question, or is this something?
Yeah, this will probably be the one.
Okay. I'm missing out on this water extravaganza.
I wish you would have done it, and Juliet would have had no idea that it was happening. All of a sudden, you just sprayed water in the air.
You ever watch wrestling?
You know, I actually almost tried to join the wrestling team in high school, but that's another story. So, watching it, oddly enough, not so much, but a little bit.
So, like, Triple H, that's his thing. When he comes out, he spits water into the air, and it's like, rah!
Yeah.
So, Steve loves wrestling. So, it's been a joke, because we've been doing this, that, like, when that beat comes in, like the drums come in, I'm going to come out like Triple H and just spit water everywhere.
Spew it everywhere in the air.
Yeah.
But then you'd unfortunately be on the receiving end of a Ted shower.
Of Ted's squirting water geyser thing.
This all sounds bad. Ted showers, Ted squirting. Damn.
Dude, I go to wrestling things and sometimes it's
right
in the front.
Gutter.
And when people do that whole spitting water thing and you get hit with the spit out water, or spat water, whatever the word is. And I'm like, you know what? It's really unnecessary that you just did that.
Or like SeaWorld, where they like the dolphins and stuff spit on you, or you know.
I'm not as opposed to an animal spitting on me as opposed to a human for some reason.
You ever had blood?
Blood spit on you?
No.
Well, not spit on me, but like sometimes a cage for it. Like somebody will take a punch to the face, and I'm sitting up on the apron, and you'll get blood. Like it'll splatter on the apron.
Blood on the. You know what? We're talking about blood on aprons. You know, we can transition to skirts. I mean, this can go so many.
Oh, jeez.
Can just blood everywhere.
Yeah, women have a whole different issue that we don't have.
You know, don't get us started on the blood talk.
Well, why don't
we've got resources.
Let's get things going with the push-ups, Ted. I think, you know, Julia, if you're going to be a part of the mix, at some point you're going to have to do the push-ups. I don't know if it's after or before the fetus leaves you, but at some point you're going to have to be doing push-ups with
us. I can do chair push-ups, like where I do this like thing where I'm kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Some bicep stuff.
So
triceps.
I can just be using my legs the whole time, you know, see this?
Yeah. Gotta get that dry shredded.
You know what? I'm willing to give that a pass. I think that's fair.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you're pregnant.
I can do plank. I can do like plank push-ups, or like just do plank instead of the push-ups.
You can plank on top of both of us as we do push-ups. We can learn how to do them in unison.
Dude, don't say that. She dates a ranger. Like, that's a real thing they do in the military.
Oh, yeah.
With like four people.
I mean like getting on someone's back like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten on his back. That was fun.
So
yeah.
he could do push-ups no problem with you on his back.
Yeah, it's not pleasant for him, especially now that I'm like, you know, this bowling ball. Sam, I'm like hiding it right here. You like my shirt?
Yeah, your shirt kind of gives it away. You have a shirt that says pregnant AF.
Yeah, my friend Diana gave this to me. And incidentally, it's so big that like a big man can wear it. In fact, my boyfriend immediately stole it from me as soon as I got it.
It looks comfortable.
It is, because it's enormous. But yeah, it actually looks better on him, horribly enough. You know, I had to like tie it right here. I could take it out, but and then, you know, I've got a belly band underneath, and I can explain what this is. Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is?
No, I don't, honestly.
I think you do.
I want to know the least about pregnant women as I can. That is a dangerous world for Ted Smith.
Why is it a dangerous world for Ted Smith?
Because it's just a world that doesn't involve me. So just like, I know my role.
Do you want to get involved?
No.
You sure?
There's a reason I very much support the use of condoms.
I'm trying.
Like, I have been trying to stay out of this area of the world.
I'm trying to give you a secret. You want to know a secret? No one wants to know my secrets.
What is your secret then,
Okay.
Julia?
All right.
The pregnant playmate.
All right. You guys will love it, okay? No, this is a genius invention.
Pregnant information is need to know.
It's for real. So I don't go to maternity shops because I feel like, you know, that would be like letting the terrorists win, you know? So I don't shop there. But the one thing I got was this band. And so what it does is it enables me to wear my old pants. But see how it kind of looks like I'm wearing a tank top right now?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a tank top. That's just masking the fact that my pants are unzipped.
I need one of those.
Yes. So bloated people can wear them too. I'm just trying to give you guys tricks, all right? After a big meal. I don't know about
he needs this info. He's trying.
I don't know about you though. I mean, oh gosh, I have a story about that. Because since then, let's get the push-ups out of the way.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
Of course, Ted, it is the winter of biscuits, so we have to keep that going once again. Last week, we took a little bit of a break from the winter of biscuit, but we're back right at it. So let's get the push-ups in to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Oh, yeah. Like got to go with a classic biscuit song. All right, for everyone out there listening right now, get your push-ups in so you're ready for it, the Mega Cast.
Get it.
Here we go. I gotta say, Juliet, you did it.
Yeah, and faster than you both. Just saying, just got really fast there.
Oh, how fast it was. Oh, that's how it's gonna be already.
No, you didn't even see how fast. I was like, hey, you know, I'm just going at like 1.5 times the speed. That's okay. You guys will catch up. You know.
Some people worry about form. Some people worry about speed.
Oh.
I like how it is. Here we are, two weeks with you.
Ted.
She's already shaming us. You got to keep up with the class. That's what they always say. All right, push-ups together at the same time. That's always the struggle because there's always that one person like Juliet that wants to go fast.
No, the problem is Steve does them really well, so I'm with you. I got to almost slow down to stay with him. So I want to just be like,
just get him out of the way.
Just get him out of the way.
Let's go.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
I like that Juliet's put her sleeves up because all of a sudden she's
trying to show off my...
you're all swole.
I'm trying to show off my water retention right now.
So this week on the TED Talk...
That is a sentence that has never been uttered on the Megacast.
Yeah, right? Water retention. I'm taking this from Kirk Cousins, who was a quarterback in Washington and now is a free agent, and will be, in March, the highest paid NFL player ever. So the point is that Kirk Cousins was in Washington. He wanted to stay. They didn't want to give him a deal. They franchised him 2 years in a row, right? And it seemed like he was just stuck there. So then you fast forward, and he's going to be the richest paid player, again, in the NFL. And I don't think he's even worth it. So my point is, it's like, he's not that good. But my point is, like, let's just say you work in a restaurant or whatever, right? You might not like your manager. Maybe you don't like what the company's doing or whatever. But don't let that not let you do your job. Still go out there and give the good service because you never know. You might work at a different restaurant down the line or whatever.
Like so a high-end restaurant, like Daniels, the manager of Daniels could be at that restaurant and be like, you know what? You look like a Daniels employee. Let's go.
Right. And you'll never know the impact you have. So there's stuff around you. I don't care where you work. There's always going to be stuff around you you don't like, but just concentrate on doing you. Because at the end of the day, people only see what you're doing in your job. So you got to excel at that. And for Kirk Cousins...
Dude,
God damn.
Before we started this, and definitely break it down, Juliet, you got to hear this. Break down what you were telling me about Kirk Cousins for those that don't realize how much he's about to walk into. Like the bank is about to be unloaded on him.
Yeah, not only that, right? He wanted a deal for $19 million, and Washington was like, we're not going to give you that. You're not worth it. We're not going to sign you long term. So then they ended up paying him $20 million 1 year and $24 million next
the
year.
The irony.
Which was already more. And then they sign Alex Smith. So now he's gone, and he's a. Prime of his career quarterback. That's what I'm saying. Just because he's a quarterback, now he's going to be the highest paid player ever, probably.
Right, because everyone needs a quarterback, and he's better than a good chunk of the quarterbacks out there.
And it's just insane. Like, you had the guy there. Like, he wanted to stay.
And you just signed, or you traded for a guy who's very similar in playing ability.
But older.
Right!
It sounds like a lot of ego is involved in this process.
Oh, 100%. But I think it's just a good lesson for people to look at, like, because I don't blame Cousins. He's, like, and he still went out and showed out, put up good numbers and this and that. Like, he could have curled up and been like, they're not going to like me, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to play hard. Right? I mean, which some guys would do. Mm-hmm. But he went out and still played hard, and now he's going to see that payday.
That is a good lesson to us all. Like, if you have a crappy boss, who cares? You know, do what you need to do. Make fun of the boss if necessary, which is what I did in other jobs. Yeah. But, you know, even publicly via email, like mass email. And I knew he didn't read my emails. So, like, I would make fun of him in my emails and people would laugh and he'd never read them. It was like, even though he was on the chain. Anyway, yeah, there's ways you can stand out, you know, even if things are tough from above. I think, I don't know, but... It sounds like this, I feel like the ego in sports like cannibalizes itself. Would you say this is a good like example of that? They ended up just paying more for a guy who was worth it the whole time. And, you know, no,
No. The Washington's just a mess. Their owner sucks. It's just bad management.
Yeah, I don't. It sounds like
other NFL teams, maybe. But since that guy took over that team, I mean, he's run it basically into the ground.
Mm.
And that's what he does. He's a very good businessman. This is another thing I don't understand about sports and businessmen that own teams, right? So Dan Snyder, his business practices aren't up to par in my standards, but he's a good businessman. He makes companies tons of money, right? So then he buys a football team and insists on going down and getting into the football operations, right? Which is stupid. Because you would never know, let a football player come up to your board meeting and be like, oh, I play for the team.
Right.
I could be in, like,
employ the people who know how to do that job.
Right.
Right. I'll handle the business end. You handle the football end. But there's the ego. Like you said,
yeah.
there's a strong ego in a sense. Like, how hard is it to run a football team? You know, I mean, I got all the money in the world. He's probably so full of himself because he's so rich that he's like, yeah, I could do this. Anyone could do this.
Yeah.
And clearly he doesn't, because he just basically did like a got the same guy, but an older guy, an older version of the same guy.
Yes.
who got $70 million guaranteed. Could you imagine getting $70 million guaranteed and you're not even the best player at that position?
That's pretty crazy. And then, of course, we have to get into the other topic of how certain things are way overpaid and certain things are super underpaid. And I think that's just another thing.
Like radio personalities.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Sure. There you go.
Podcasters.
Yeah. I mean, I know where you're going, but to me, if you want to start about overpaid, we got to start with actors.
Oh.
Why people always go to athletes is beyond me, especially NFL athletes. They make the least of any of the top four sports.
Right. At least an actor doesn't have to worry about getting a concussion every game and potentially getting nerve damage where they're paralyzed. Unless they're doing their own stunts.
Unless they're like stunt, yeah.
Right, unless orders. They're Tom Hanks, who deserves all the money he gets.
It's the struggling actors that actually like get the shaft, like mostly, because they're the ones that like have to like be doing the rat race from audition to audition. And then, of course, they had all these tax deductibles until recently, so that sucks. But yeah, I mean, big time actors, for sure. It's like, where do these numbers come from, you know?
Did you try and do the acting thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would imagine a lot of people who did like Playboy then think, oh, I'll transition into the acting world.
Well, I did that first.
Or before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was a theater nerd from even in high school. And then, like, you know, little did we all know that for young women, modeling opportunities seem to be more plentiful, you know? So actually, it was the acting first for me and then the modeling. But it is so hard for struggling like actors, writers, filmmakers. Like, they work their asses off, and they lose a lot of money. But you know, the ones that make it really, really big, or who already have the internal connections, are the ones that, you know, get paid that monstrous amount of money, like you guys said. And of course, it's like, yeah, where do these figures come from? You know,
right.
Where's the even distribution?
Do you ever, in the back of your mind, from all the times that you went on audition calls or certain gigs, was there one that just stands out as being really weird?
Oh, yeah. Ask a woman in the entertainment industry if she had a weird experience in an audition. Yes, exactly.
Did guys actually try and do the whole casting couch type crap? Or
I didn't.
Casting couch. Man, I watched one the other night, and I was like, I've already seen this girl. This is fake, isn't it?
This is not your first movie.
Yeah.
I saw the last movie where you said it was your first movie.
Yeah. Sorry.
Delicious. Well, casting couch. Well, I feel like that is true. You know, I think it was more true a while ago. I feel like the business is changing thanks to all that, like, Weinstein accountability and publicity, which I think is good because we do need that accountability. But, like, for me, I think because being... I was very like upfront about being like a feminist writer as well. I think people like got scared off by that, so I probably wasn't exposed to as much. But I also didn't stay in as long because like I was also a writer and I would try out for these things that just were very poorly written. I'm like, I don't want to audition for this junk, you know. But I did run into some really horrible odd experiences. I will say that you actually get more objectified being like just a regular actor, even a background actor, or even just like a commercial actor, than you do sometimes even as a model. It's really weird. Yeah. Like, I once had a situation where I was some kind of spokesmodel for a product that was a metabolism accelerator. And they had the finalists line up in bikinis, and I was one of these, to be evaluated on, you know, who could go to the next step, you know, in this room of guys that were very out of shape, mind you. Okay. And so, like, they just talked about us right in front of us, being like, this one has bad legs. Oh, this one's sort of out of shape, or this one could be skinnier. And they're talking about us, like, when we're right there listening to everything, and they didn't register this was like inappropriate or not okay, you know. So we're just talking about us as if we were like furniture,
right.
You know, and this was not this was not a modeling job exactly. It was a kind of a commercial gig, and it was certainly not like Playboy or anything, you know. So it was just really a strange experience for me, because I was like, I didn't expect, you know, to be talked about like that. I mean, you talk about me like that behind my back a little bit, you know.
No,
fine,
but you're right.
You know?
It's kind of, you think about it. Yeah. Like, that's what people would talk about if you brought a car in, and you're like, oh, it's got this problem, it's got that problem. Like, my wife and I, we watched that Dallas Cowboys cheerleader show, making the cheerleaders, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And those coaches are vicious. Like, they say the most god-awful stuff about these women, and the women are right there having to absorb it and go, you're right, my love handles have gotten a little bit bigger than last season. I'm gonna work out 3 times a day. And she's like, I maybe even do 4. And I'm just like, my God. Like, you're a woman, and you're saying this to another woman, and you were once in that position as a cheerleader, because they're all former cheerleaders. I'm like, do you not think that this is gonna be devastating to this person's psyche at some point?
I mean, some people could probably make the argument that, like, oh, they're helping them. But I think in like certain, like in most cases, if it's just an audition scenario, that person doesn't need to know what you think about them. They just need to know if they got the job or not. It's like, do I get the job or do I not? Do I go on to the next level or do I not? We don't need to be like dissected like furniture, like in front of everybody, in front of each other. Like, it's like, so all of the ladies heard what was said about all the other ladies. And then, of course, everyone, it was just really just weird. And I feel like that culture hopefully is changing. But this was like 10 years ago. So every decade it changes.
I'd have a hard time. I'd just like, we're like, our boss goes, yeah, I'm going to have to let you. We're recording again.
All right.
Recording again. I have no idea what happened. Right? You know what actually happened? I have a gift for Juliet.
Oh, yes.
And I hit the space bar on the computer right in front of me, and that stopped the recording.
All right.
So I caught it quick enough, so I don't think we missed anything.
Steve's having a rough morning.
Oh, God, dude. You won't even. We should talk about that when we come back. But before we take a break, we got yourself an official Mega Cash shirt.
Yay.
There you go. I got you a small.
Good.
And then also, since you have a fetus in you, a medium as well.
Oh, I love it.
You got both.
I love it.
Or you give one to your man, and then he could have the schmedium look.
Schmedium. He'd take one.
The same thing.
He'll have the tight tank top or tight t-shirt look.
Yes.
Bulging muscles.
So now you're official. You have a shirt.
Yeah, I'm official.
All right, Ted, when we get back, Juliet, when we get back. All right. I do want to share why I had the worst possible morning today. Well, a really crappy morning. Also, I feel like you two are going to have a little bit of a debate about the moon.
All right.
And that's probably why you had a crappy morning, because of the super blue blood moon.
Oh, here we go. All right. Well, when the Megacast gets back, we will talk about all that fun stuff. All right. Let me hit this button and we'll get you going.
Wish that you could build a time machine so you could see the things no one can see.
Hold on.
Feels like you're standing on the edge.
The Megacast will be back.
American television executives, your recent display of bravery and nerve began with the daring Mavericks at NBC, who made the gutsy decision to bring back the old situation comedy Will and Grace. Shortly thereafter, the Devil May Care rebels at ABC announced plans to bring back the popular 90s sitcom Roseanne. And now the artistic geniuses at CBS are bringing back another 90s classic, Murphy Brown. What next, you champions of the never been done before? A daring reboot of the 1980s Manimal? Or perhaps Dharma and Greg 2.0. Whatever it is, you unstoppable go-getters, America owes you a tip of the hat for pushing the craft of televised entertainment into the future. You could have sat on your collective butts and played it safe, but oh no, not you guys. You chose the path of the visionary, the innovator, the pioneer. Take a bow, you stewards of creativity. You've earned it. Hey, how about a reboot of Dallas? Oh, they did that, didn't they?
These guys are crushing it. And Ted, you can crush me anytime. Name the place and I'll be there. The Megacast is back.
And I'll be crushing it when I'm finished with my can. I can stomp it with my boot, crunch it with my fist, smash it on my forehead. Yeah, I got this. I'll be crushing it.
What's going on?
I just said I like me some tacos, and all of a sudden she started laughing.
I was clapping because I can hear the country music. You want to crush some tacos, Juliet?
Hey, you know what? Everyone's allowed to like tacos. Hi. Why is it just me talking?
That song just ended.
That's how it ends.
The lock and load a gun?
I don't know if that was a locked and loaded gun or if that was just like he was crushing a can.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me go back to that.
By the way, I don't know much about country. Is Sturgill just with Stapleton all the time now? Because they were together for both songs on SNL.
I feel like those two guys are like the only two like almost pure country artists right now. So
they're the only two country artists I would say I like.
Exactly. So they kind of stick together for that reason. Like if we just stick together, we can win each other's fan bases over. Because I think most country fans are that like for Stapleton will like Sturgill and vice versa, as opposed to like Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, and clearly next Halloween I'm going to get a wig and go as Chris Stapleton.
I'll go with Sturgill.
Nice.
Yes.
They're acting like the cable companies are trying to team up and have a monopoly.
Yep.
Okay. I get it now.
And they're just a more pure, they almost kind of seem like a more like legit country artist as opposed to the pop country.
Yeah. Well, Sturgill's another great story, right? Like that guy paid his money to make that album. Mm-hmm. His Joe was about Turtles All the Way Down for like 3 years, 4 years ago. So now he's signed to a major label. But like Sturgill, I like because he kind of did it the other way.
Right, he wasn't just some major label production.
He wasn't a sellout?
No.
Is that's really what it is?
No.
He gets to be a sellout eventually. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah. We just got to get there.
A sellout with integrity.
Yeah.
That's sellout with roots.
Yes.
Grassroots sellout.
That's what the Megacast
is. Exactly. Yeah, grassroots sellout. But there's no other way around it, to be honest. Like, you get to a certain level, and like it's just controlled by those powers. You got to kind of sell out.
Unless you don't sell your stuff and then you just work until you die, which some people like that idea.
I think, though, for some of those artists, like if you just become so successful by doing it your own way, you have the ability just to go tell every record label to go F themselves. Like, this is what I am. I'm successful. You can have me or you don't, or I'll just do it on my own.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of what like Sturgill is happened to him. He became so popular on his own that every label is probably like, we'll do whatever you want because you're so popular and we're willing to just do it how you want to do it.
Yeah, and
Tori Amos like that, right? Isn't she kind of she started out like that?
Yeah, I think in a way that she had that same kind of power in a sense. Yeah. Like, you know, they weren't going to be like, hey, we're going to pair you up with Timbaland or something like that, or you know,
dude,
picked and
Tori Amos and Timbaland.
I'd buy
that's
that.
Probably kind of
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
I mean, somewhere Missy Elliott's got to pop up on that track. Genuine, get that whole like Atlanta crew back together.
Are they listening? If they're listening, take her advice. Right?
Oh, yeah. We're huge in Atlanta. So I would imagine every Ludacris, he's listening to us also.
Good.
Or no, he's St. Louis.
No, Ludacris is Atlanta.
Let it be written.
Then who's the St. Lunatics?
That's Nelly, dude.
Damn it!
Nelly, and then I don't want to go down this wormhole, but there was Nelly, and then Chingy was from St. Louis,
who's
too.
Who's Chingy?
Right there. Who's,
oh, that guy. Yeah. Oh.
There was a whole beef because Nelly's crew, the St. Lunatics, started using all the "there," and then Chingy made the song called "Right There." So there was a little beef back in the day.
Wait, they had beef over "there"?
You're making me nostalgic right now. The nostalgic for the times I'd be flipping radio channels, be like, "Oh, look, there's a song I don't like." Click. Oh, another one. Click. Are you guys? Have you ever been like that? Like, I'm kind of weird and compulsive. Where you know, when I listen to the radio, I'm constantly like, "Oh, like I'll listen for like a couple seconds, and I'll just keep like clicking to the next thing. I'll come back eventually to like one thing."
No, I'm more forgiving with radio. I think just because I'm driving more often than not. If I'm listening to the radio, I'm listening in the car, and I just don't really feel like just I'll just find if it's something that I could just tolerate musically, I'm like, that's fine. Or a talk show or whatever it may be, I'm like, all right, I'll listen to that. Television, though, I'm that way. Television, it's
Like, I got to be conscious to be like, put the remote away because I'll lose like 20 minutes just flipping around.
Yeah. And then that time you had to watch like a show, all of a sudden, like you just spent all that time looking for something that doesn't suck. And then you have no more time to watch something that does actually seem good.
Or you're so impatient that they go to commercials like, oh, all right, well, I can't fast forward. I'm not watching this. You know, and then I'm flipping around. And I just realize, oh, crap. It's now the fourth quarter of the game, and I changed the channel in the first quarter. Like, you just lose track of what you're doing. It's like you're so easily distracted by that. Yeah, television is that way for me.
That's why I love the Red Zone. It's ADD made.
Red Zone's too much for me.
Red Zone. I do Amazon Prime and Netflix, so I just deliberately pick and choose, cherry pick the things I want to watch, and that frees me from the whole commercial sphere of watching, you know.
You must not watch live sports then.
Like, well, you know, unfortunately I am privy to live sports because my boyfriend likes it. So we're not just watching games like that. Or, you know, I'm just like, hey, is there a knitting contest I can watch? Because that would be really fun for me right now. unusual for this culture. You're like, Juliet, you're a weirdo.
Well, hey, they have a knitting night at Mariners game, so you could go
stitch a pitch.
Right. Someone can say, you know, you guys can all just watch sports and I'll just have a crochet contest or, you know, something like that. No, I'm actually really good at crocheting and knitting, just so you're making us
booties.
Booties. I don't know how to knit that or crochet that. I should learn. Yeah.
We need MegaCast booties.
I mean, we're both bald. We could probably use a hat.
A hat?
A hat. That would be awesome.
Now I've got assignments. Oh, no. Yes. I shouldn't have said what I'm good at.
You have 2 weeks to make this happen.
Oh, no.
So I mentioned I had a bad morning. Everything was going great until our show ended. So our show ends.
Well, that's good. You got work out of the way.
Yeah, work was good. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, all right, cleaning everything up. We were down one person. Vicky, who helps us both on the air and behind the scenes, wasn't there. So I was doing a little bit more to clean up and take care of some stuff, but I felt good. Like, we got everything taken care of. Nothing bad happened. As I'm picking up all my paper, so we have brand new studios, and we have these headphone boxes that have been a source of issue at our building. Originally, they were these, we call them speed bumps. They were in the way. So we had to have the complete studios redone so that those big lumps could be removed. And now they're kind of set inside, so they're kind of like a little bit of a well. But the big issue was, we don't want to do that because, well, what if you spill coffee? And everybody in our crew is always like, no one's going to spill coffee. We're professionals. Nobody's going to do that. So sure as that's the guy who was the most vocal about saying, hey, no one's going to spill coffee. We're not a bunch of animals. We're fine.
Oh, this was you saying nobody's going to spill coffee.
Yes. So this
Do you
morning,
put the covers back on?
When we're done.
But during the show, you leave the covers off.
No, and I don't keep any liquids anywhere near it. So you can see them in the other studio. You see like that glass plate? Okay, so if you open up that glass plate, that's where like our headphone jack is, our microphone button, everything's in there. So I'm cleaning up. I'm reaching over to grab that glass plate that you put over to protect those boxes. As I'm reaching over, I did not realize that the cup of coffee in my hand still had a bunch of coffee, and I just spilt it into the well. And now I'm like, OS. And of course, when that happens, everyone else is laughing because it's funny because it didn't happen to them. Ryan's laughing. He's like, oh, you really effed that up. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I quickly dry it up. Now I'm noticing like the light won't go off. And I'm like, oh, crap, I got to not tell the engineer who's going to kill me. I'm that guy. I'm the guy who says no one ever does this, and I just poured one for the homies right into the well. Like, I'm just like, all right, well, now I'm effed. So trying to fix it, turn it off, I unplug it. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll just let it dry for a minute. Yeah. Plug it back in. Now it won't even go on. And I'm like,
oh. Have you told engineering yet?
No, of course not. I'm trying to fix this myself so we can act like
Good
it
man.
Never happened.
You're
trying to MacGyver your way out. This sounds like a very astrological event to me, is what it sounds like.
What do you mean?
It means like, you know, it just sounds like it's in the stars that, you know, you spilled your coffee into that crevice. You know, like it was the blue
was
moon.
Was I not wearing my right crystals?
Probably. I don't know. I just, you know, the spirits. Because you have the super blue blood moon today. I know it might be like Mercury retrograde. Have you ever heard about Mercury retrograde being a pain?
No.
No? Okay, so, well, I'll skip that. But there was a super blue blood moon.
But it's not in retrograde.
Moon. Not anymore. But this might be a similar event.
The whole month of December it was.
Yeah. Oh, so you know about this.
Yeah. I wasn't kidding.
Everything
earlier.
Goes wrong. It's true.
It does. All right. You spill it in there. I think we're hijacking Steve's story.
That's totally fine. But yeah, so long story short, trying to get it. Now I'm like, I have to now tell the engineer and he's going to kill me. I'm already preparing in my head how to defuse the situation because I'm legit thinking he's going to yell at me. Like, I haven't been yelled at by a boss or by anybody in forever. So I'm like, how am I going to handle this? Should I ask him not to yell that loud? Should I just completely quiver and apologize?
Record it as he yells and then put it on the air.
I'll be honest. That was one of the other things I thought. Maybe I'll just...
I like it.
Right. So I'm like, what do I do? So I sent him a message because I tried to go find him. He wasn't there. I find our buddy Jason who helps us with some stuff as well. And he's like, hey, just send an email. You know, we have extras. He's thinking it's cool. It's fine. And I'm like, oh, of course it's cool and fine because it's not you. So I send the email to our main engineer, and I'm like waiting for the reply. I see the reply, and I'm like, he's going to kill me. I'm thinking the worst. All he writes is, that's why we have extras, no problem. And I'm like,
rockin'.
Are you kidding me?
Yay.
So maybe the super blue moon is working to my favor.
Maybe, you know, like it'll create a calamity and then miraculously save you from your own fears about that calamity.
Now, I feel like you're all about the super blue. Like, you got up early.
Pretended to get up early.
Okay, what does that even mean?
Meaning I was going to, but then I didn't.
Did you rise out of bed?
Well, I grumbled and I probably said some incoherent things to my boyfriend, who actually did get out of bed and only came back to say that the blue moon was obscured by all of the overcastness that is Seattle this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you were saying earlier that blue moons aren't that special because they happen often, but this one was a super blue blood moon, and that what that means is it was an eclipse. It was a lunar eclipse, and it only happens once every, in this particular configuration, once every 150 years. So
I feel like every other month we have a story about something only happening once every, like, 100 years that we all need to go outside and look at.
Yeah,
of whatever that is, right?
And I miss, like, every single one of them, right? Even when, remember that solar eclipse, everyone, you know, got on their roofs and got the cereal boxes, and I'm just chilling there, and I'm like, I'm not prepared, and everyone's looking through some cereal box, got some glasses, and I'm just chilling out there being like, maybe I should look at it directly, you know? Yeah. But I miss all that stuff, too.
And then you become the blind pregnant playmate.
I believe it enables me to have magical powers when I look directly at the sun. That's my personal belief.
That's how you power from the moon. You just got to look at it.
Right? Couldn't see it this morning, though.
Yeah, like, I believe, like, I know all that stuff and everything. I'm just saying the blue moon to me, like, it's been overhyped because it's just the second one in a month. Like, I understand what the blood moon means and, like, the moon direction, so it's got the red on it.
So if you could help an idiot like me understand.
Well, it's an eclipse, though.
Well, it's like there's, like, a cloud, like, you're blocking in front of it, right? So then that shade, like, it's a blood moon because now it has a reddish hue.
Okay.
So
it's good for pictures.
Yeah, they look awesome.
That's the big deal, is everybody has a moment to be able to get an awesome picture for their Instagram page.
And you're right. This, the last
hashtag super blood blue moon.
The last 8 months have been, everybody you know, like, you obviously like that stuff. But, like, I know people that have no idea, and they keep telling me about goddamn moons. Right? Because this fall, we had an autumn moon and a harvest moon. People were like, no, it's the harvest moon. It's the hunter's moon. Like, goddamn it, man. Right? Then we had the eclipse, and then we just had this one,
right,
too.
I feel like we're getting inundated with moon crap.
Which is probably why a lot of weird things are happening. Of course, like,
I do think in January a lot of weird things happened because Mercury was in retrograde for like 3 weeks.
But we were saying, wasn't that December? We'd have to Google it.
It was.
But yeah, it was recent. But I feel like whenever star sort of events happen, things get weird. Not to say, but ultimately, as spooky as I like to be and superstitious as I like to be, bottom line is we all have free will. And even though the stars say, you know, that the day is going to be bad for Capricorns, because that's what you and I are, right?
Correct.
Ultimately, that's my decision, you know? So it's like, I think it's our job to transcend our limitations, to transcend the forecasts that suck. I think that's why we're here. So ultimately, it's like, it's almost like, okay, I'm looking at the weather forecast. I can't take that seriously or not. It's supposed to rain. Does that mean I can't go on a walk? No, it just means that I might need an umbrella, or maybe it's not really going to rain that hard or something. But ultimately, grain of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you look at the horoscopes and say, okay, this is my challenge for today. I need to prove this wrong.
You know what I find interesting, at least about my approach to astrology, because I actually grew up with a lot of kooky people. I grew up surrounded by psychics and astrologers. and to some extent, you know, I believe in...
Were you left at the doorstep of us, like a hand reading place?
Might as well have been. My mom was sort of spooky and she had all these friends, you know. And so those were my influences.
My mom was spooky and she had all these friends. Like, I think I know what you mean, but this would sound the best.
But picture your mom like in a black gown with like a pointy cap. Making soup with like the big like wood stir, like we did. I some soup, sweetie.
Right? I wish she made
in
soup.
In my cauldron.
She was she was into tarot, she was into astrology, she was into Reiki, she's into all these, you know, basically everything that Seattleites are into, you know. but
which is true.
Interested in conjuring the elements, you know, everyone who likes to shop at Hot Topic. I grew up with
that's
all
where
of
I get
these.
My wrestling shirts, don't knock it, man.
Yeah, you know, it's got some good stuff. Everything in there smells like plastic. It's been a long time since I've been in there.
Way too aggressive employees though.
Like,
hey, man, what's going on? You need some help? Buy one, get one 50% off. You can get pants. I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, fine. And then they'll notice when I'm buying, like, you like wrestling? We got these over here. I'm like, I don't need your help. I see everything on the wall. Just let me go.
They are kind of intimidating, right? They're almost like, you know, an overly aggressive, you know, worker in like a sex shop or something selling toys.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, no, I don't want that new apparatus. It's okay.
Try it.
I just came in for lube. Okay. Anyways,
water-based, oil-based,
something. But yeah, I just
I have
What's that?
Oh, I had a friend that used to work at a sex shop.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, it was awesome.
Mm.
But yeah. Do you ever see one of the torus like parts of like the female actresses?
Oh, the torsos.
Yeah, the torsos.
Oh, those are brilliant. Yeah.
Yes, and they are unbelievable. Like, I don't own one. Oh, they sure, feel, sure. They feel so real.
You know how they feel, Ted.
Well, because I was in a sex shop. And
they have a little tester, right?
Well, they pulled one out and were like, you got to, like, this and that.
It's like a finger, like.
So, all right. So that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
All right. We were talking. I wasn't paying attention. And they were like, what are you doing? And I was like, sorry. But it feels really
weird. No, but they have it out there so that you do that.
Right.
They're like, touch me.
Yeah.
You know, like it's almost, it's there. It's there for you to touch.
I would love to go in there and get one of those and look at them straight in the eye without even trying to break any kind of like character and just like, what's your return policy on something like this? And just see what they say. Like, can you return it?
No, no, you can't.
No, Jesus,
no. You can't do that.
Anything you insert your penis in, Steve, you can't return. It's a rule of law.
Even if you promise you didn't, they don't want to take it back.
Right, you could take jeans back. Try taking a pair of underwear back.
Yeah, I never tried.
Actually, I think in Nordstrom you could take underwear back, because Nordstrom takes
Nordstrom
everything
takes
back.
Right, it's Nordstrom.
Yeah, which is why we shop at Nordstrom.
To get my sex toys, I should go to Nordstrom.
Go to Nordstrom for your sex toys.
On the rack.
Ask the guy playing the piano. Hey, man, where are the sex toys?
Oh, the massagers, they're over here.
Well, this is going to be a weird segue to talk about my experience at the collection room for the whole baby-making process.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
no, this is great.
Room.
It's inspiration.
So last week we talked about it. I had a few people wishing me luck, and I appreciate all the nice messages that people had. So on Sunday we had to go, and it's a lot of pressure on me because things are good for my wife. They're like, you're good. Everything's great. Now we just got to get your husband here to do what he's got to do. And you don't probably understand this.
Do you have to save up?
We asked him this last time, remember?
Oh, did we?
Like save up internally?
Like not masturbate before, like a couple days before you go.
They say like they have like a box you could check off. Have you, between 2 to 7 days, been a week. So I figure.
Is there an hour box?
There isn't an hour
the
box.
The more frustrated you are, the better.
Yeah,
in other words.
I would imagine. Yeah. The 2 to 7 seems to be, hey, man, at least give us a couple days of pent up excitement.
All you right, know what I mean? All right.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it would make you look forward to going.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I get there.
So first you get the torso. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish I could have used it, man.
I brought my own.
I've come prepared. C-O-M-E. Oh, sorry. So you go into that room and it's like, oh, here we go again. Now it's like the pressure of, when it gets in your head, and Ted, you can attest to that, I'm sure, that once you start overthinking it, it makes it a little bit more difficult to do what you got to do. So I'm there. I'm like, okay. Got to make this happen.
Come on, man.
My wife's outside waiting. There was another woman waiting in the waiting room. So I'm like, oh, this is weird. She knows what I'm about to do. The lady that brings me into the room and shows me where everything is, we know exactly what you're going to do, sir. It's just weird. It's like, I don't know why, but like the idea of everyone knowing I'm about to crank it really makes me feel uncomfortable. So, but I got to do it.
Yeah. So much hand-holding they have to give you.
Yes.
Can't they just like leave you alone and be like, over there? You know,
right? No, but they
but not meanly.
But
you
they,
know,
but they have to spell it all out for you because you know, obviously, they want to make sure. Hey, you have this properly labeled. You put this in the right thing. You put it in this little thing, and you turn it. At least,
plus, like everybody masturbates, right. But I would never like
everyone who's happy does.
I would never like make an appointment. I would never like tell you like, hey, Steve, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. I'm gonna masturbate.
Right.
Like, it's weird that they know you're going in. Like, we all know people do it, but it's weird to know like specifically like, oh, that dude's in there playing with himself.
Right? And it's weird to know that when I come out, they know that things have been finished.
Yeah.
Like that, all of it is weird. And it's like, yeah, I never called up Ted and be like, hey, Ted, how's your morning going? You're like, I rubbed it and everything's good now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not the conversation that you have with your friends, even though we all know we do it.
Yet at the same time, if we put this into perspective, after you leave a bathroom stall, people know that you probably, you know, had a movement of some kind. And
true.
That is over.
That's
you know?
A very good point.
It's like, hey, something came out, you know, so otherwise you wouldn't have gone into the stall, right?
Yeah.
But everyone's okay with that.
I still
you know?
Feel a slight amount of embarrassment when I walk out of the stall knowing that, okay, I just destroyed this room and there's somebody else in the room and I'm like, hey, it's nice to see
you. Oh, yeah, at a public stall?
Yeah.
Do you guys get quiet? Like, say you're the only one in the bathroom and you're just ready to go and then, like, one other person, like, walks in. So it's either, for me, it's like, if it's super busy, not a problem. If it's super just me, not a problem. But if it's, like, me and then someone walks in, I'm just like, all of a sudden, I'll hold my breath and be like, I'm not here.
Oh, what I'll do is I'll flush.
Or yeah, or you'll cough while you're doing something. Yeah. So it's just like, oh, didn't hear that squeak. Didn't hear that. Okay.
Well, generally, I'll be quiet till they leave. But I got as soon as they walk in, I'm making noise. So they know like, hey, dude in here pooping. Let's make this speedy.
I've tried that a few times. It is rather empowering. Yeah, I will
like
say.
We need like how when we turn these mics on, there's a light that goes outside that just says on air. It'd be great if like you go in, and once you sit on that toilet seat, a little poop emoji shows up.
That we would just it would totally disentangle that whole idea that we have to like worry about.
Yeah
I like
Tanch
that
did it to me yesterday. I was in there and I was talking and finally he was like, dude, I can't poop with you in here. And I was like finishing peeing and he goes, you don't have to wash your hand. I go, I gotta watch. And he goes, all right, but just seriously get out of here. Like he was kind of joking but he was serious and I was like, wow. I respect that.
He's got a lot more issues than we do in that situation.
Comfort with the body. So when you're in this room, what they have is this emoji with like maybe like you know that water emoji. That sort of like, or like the eggplant emoji,
or
just something.
An eggplant emoji for the bathroom.
The eggplant and the legal water, you know which one I'm talking about, right? You know, so if we're going to have a poop emoji for the bathroom, for the collection.
Like,
make it a joke.
I like how Ted did the hand thing. Oh, the collection.
Well, I thought we were still talking about taking a poop, and I was like, if I send out the eggplant with water, I'm just telling people I'm masturbating. But that's the point. All right.
That's for his other door.
It starts off with the eggplant emoji when you first walk in, and when you leave, then the water drips.
Yes! Then we know what stage you're in.
Ted's look makes it, we've gone too far. So I'm in there and now it's in my head. I hear people outside making noise and I'm like, my gosh. All I thought was, how can I look at my wife and say, everything you've done, you've given yourself the shots. You're putting yourself through the ringer. Like you're dealing with this so much more than I'm having to deal with it. And all I have is one job and I couldn't even complete that job. Like that was my biggest fear. So I'm like trying to like get out of my own head. And I'm like, okay, let me just grab my phone. Let me go watch a video. I'm like, screw it. You know,
Not watching a video yet?
No.
You're just trying to do this off the bank?
I just wanted to get in and get out.
Damn,
man.
Dude, yeah. Come on.
Well, you know me, I like to watch the storylines in the movies. I like to know why they're going to have sex.
We appreciate this about you as women and or even as non-men. I mean, I can be speaking for men and women. I don't want to offend anybody.
Oh, I offended me. I like the
Gonzo. Don't offend someone already.
I like the Gonzo stuff. Let's just get in there and get it done.
I like that you care, that you want some attachment, some emotional.
Yeah.
That's like the eroticism. He wants eroticism.
I do.
Right?
I want the foreplay. Why is he knocking on your door? Why did he want to come to
your house?
Because
he cares about you. That's why he's knocking on your door.
He's here to fix the cable box, but then also fixing something else.
And he's in love with you.
By the end of it, yes.
And cares about you.
That
okay.
too.
What
okay.
porn are you two watching? Jesus Christ.
So, grab the phone.
I usually watch ones called, like, Hot Blonde Does. Big boobed.
I look for a repairman seduces lonely housewife.
And falls in love with her in the end. Like, wow, this porn is so detailed.
And look, she's really enjoying herself rather than pretending to enjoy herself. Anyways.
So I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, okay, things are ramping up again. Everything's good.
Ramping up.
Text message.
From?
BJ.
Oh.
BJ is the guy I do the morning show.
The irony of getting a text message from a guy that's named BJ while you're in that room.
And now I'm like, what? Son of a bitch. And I'm like, ignore it. Just ignore the text because it just shows that you have a text. And typically, it'll say like, hey, do you have time to chat? And if he says that, that means it's a serious conversation. And that's completely going to send me down the deep end. But so now I'm in my head like, why is he texting me on a Sunday? What does he need? Crap. I'm overthinking it. Like, what is the world falling apart? Is he mad about something? My wife is waiting for me in the room. How do I defuse this situation and still leave with a jug and a revolving door thing for them to take? So finally, I was like, I got to look and see what the text is.
Is Little Migs in your hand this whole time?
No, Little Migs.
Yes.
Sorry. Remember, he gets distracted by the dog. Remember the dog.
Yes.
So if the dog like ruins it for him, this
I'm
is
a
hard.
Mess.
I'm just picturing you sweating, sitting in there like this.
Yes.
Do I answer it? Do I not answer?
What do I do?
That would be a great artistic shot to have, like guy with phone in hand, looking anxious.
Full of sweat.
It seemed artistic to me, this whole situation.
Thankfully, it was just, I saw that it was a video attachment. I'm like, why ain't opening up the video? But at least I know if he's sending me a video, it's got to be something fun. What I mean? He's not going to send me a video of himself. I'm mad. Call me. And it turned out it was actually a pretty funny video. Later on, I watched it. It was like him listening to my band while he's cleaning the house. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Well, finally get it all out of my head, take care of business, open up the door. There's a guy coming out of the other door. I'm like, God, why do I have this luck? This is the second time where I'm leaving at the same time as another person. And I'm like, well, just whatever. See my wife. She's looking at me and she just has that look like, "What? Where have you been?
How long does this take?"
Nearly 20 minutes.
Ooh.
See, I don't know. Given the conditions, that doesn't seem that long to me.
Well, thankfully, my wife knows that I'm always in my head with everything. So I know that she knew that whatever was like... And she even said, she's like, I was just getting worried for you. Like,
worried?
Yeah. She's like, after the 10 minute
mark. Do not take that long with her.
She's like, oh, all right.
She's like, that's unusual for you.
Well, on the weeknights, no. On the weekends, it goes longer.
Right. Is this 8 p.m. or 8 a.m.?
Right. Is this, do I have to get up at 3:30 tomorrow? Slightly different kind of thing.
20 whole minutes.
Yeah. Weeknights, it's a Ted movie. Weekends, it's my kind of movie.
Right. I like this. I like where this is going.
Best part, so we're leaving, and she's like, well, you got in your own head. I know it. She knew. I'm like, yeah. And then BJ texts her. She's like, oh, did not answer it, did you? I'm like, no, and I told her the whole story, and she was just cracking up. She's like, of course that's going to get in your head. What are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just a damn mess. So fingers crossed, now everything works. I don't know. We'll find out.
All right.
Yay!
In 2 weeks, we'll find out. If you hear nothing on the cast, that means nothing happened, so don't bother me.
All right.
Okay.
Fair, I'll tell you guys, but I'm not going to be like, hey, it didn't work again, you know.
Well, ba-ba-ba-da. You can always go back to the bathroom and have them put the right emoji on, you know.
Yes.
That's always the...
Put that emoji on. What's he doing in there? I don't know. He's squirting an eggplant.
Somehow he's juicing this eggplant.
Yeah, right? Maybe he's making eggplant fries, because you do have to soak them in cold water overnight so that they fry up properly.
And then when you pull it out of the sink, it's just dripping water.
Who eats eggplant? Eggplant.
Eggplant parmesan?
Thank you, Steve.
Delicious.
Okay, I have occasionally eaten eggplant. I'll admit it.
Are we still talking about the actual...
Yeah. I was talking about food.
Like, we're hating on eggplants now?
Let's take a quick break, and let's do someone who listens to Megaheads, part of our Mega family. They sent us a game that we can play, and it's called Date or Fake.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to pit you two against each other.
Okay.
All right, I like W's.
Doing it.
When the Megacast returns.
Thanks to these guys, I have seen better days. The Megacast will be back.
I've seen better days. So afraid, am I you? I can't breathe, restless, believe. Your eyes are loud and plain, but I just don't hide in rain. And I tied you to the track.
Procter & Gamble, makers of the suddenly popular Tide Pods, are pleased to announce their newest line of household products that idiots will decide they must eat. Enjoy the new dessert sensation, Downy Dipping Dots. And when company drops over unexpectedly, bring out Pampers Pastries in regular or chocolate-filled. You see, if you're dumb enough, every household product is edible. Coming soon from S.C. Johnson & Son, lemon-freshened Pledge Fruit Drink. Yes, it's fatal, but at least you'll have a nice finish.
These guys still love you. As for me, I'm still on the fence about you. LOL, the Megacast is back.
Ha ha. we got a little caught up talking during the break. But all right, welcome back to the Mega Catch. For everyone that's that we've got Juliet Frette. I don't know why I have to always go Frette when I say your last name, but you're on Twitter. It's Juliet Frette. At Juliet Frette, and then also JulietFrette.com.
Yes, sir.
And I'll put on the description for people that don't know how to spell it, because obviously it's a little bit different. I was thinking really quick, at home, I was thinking about you, and not at the collection room, so don't worry.
It's okay. Just business as usual for me.
Yeah. Could you call yourself a feminist?
Story of my life.
You were in Playboy.
I feel like now I'm just sort of yelling at a pregnant lady, like... Man, your pants aren't even buttoned, are they?
No, they're not. You want to see?
That's not a real shirt. No, I know.
You want to see?
But now I feel like now that I know the secret, I'm going to call people out.
Look, see? Look at this. I trust it.
Oh, they're not even zipped.
I told you.
That's what I'm saying.
My pants are not zipped, everyone. My pants are falling off, kind of.
I mean, I have a couple pairs of jeans that I don't even button because it's just, I still have this false hope that one day I will be able to button them. But
can you wear them without
belly band?
Them?
Oh, you want to try my belly band? Oh, my God. You want to try my belly band?
Yeah, I'll try your belly band. No, I just with the belt. If I have a belt on, I mean, these I can button, so these are fine. But
these are good for holding up loose pants and holding up your pants when you're too bloated to button them. So they have two purposes.
Christmas. Perfect for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I feel like Christmas you can navigate through. Thanksgiving, you're going to need those.
But my question was about, you know, you are a feminist. Is it, I kind of imagine, though, that like what you becoming a playmate, it's like almost like you get hate from both sides. Like hardcore feminists probably don't like you because how dare you? That you're a feminist and then you're in Playboy, you know, and then you got people, like, then you got the women that are in Playboy probably like, I don't like you because you're a feminist. Like, so you're kind of getting a weird energy from both ends. So you're like stuck in this weird middle, I would imagine.
Yeah, that was more the case 10 years ago. I feel like the kind of feminism that I had 10 years ago was less common then. It's way more common now. And it's called like a sex positive feminism. I guess that's one way of like kind of abbreviating it. But, here's how I see it. To tell women they can't, like, you know, express themselves in terms of their sexuality, their glamour, is just as oppressive as saying that they are defined by their sexuality and their glamour and their looks. So it's sort of like this weird middle ground where it's like we need to be, even men too, you know, like free to sort of express ourselves, but not have that define us as people. And then we walk a very hard line for that. So yeah, I mean, like, I think there's, at least back then, there was a lot more, like, on the more radical side, feminists, like, being like, well, that's not very feminist. If you're going to be a feminist, you're going to look butch, and you're not going to care what everyone thinks, and you're not going to care how you look, and you're going to, and it's like, no, that's not how it works. And it's also not how it works to, like, overly care how everyone perceives you. So it's sort of like this, be who you want to be, and don't, I mean, I think there's like in every benevolent movement, the feminist movement, just any social justice movement, there's like these sort of dark underpinnings of them. Like we have to be careful that we don't create purportedly progressive rules that are actually just as oppressive as the stuff we're trying to get away from, you know? And that's something that I've really had to contend with as an academic feminist, being like, hey, you know, because I've accidentally gone into that where I've been like, okay, well, yeah, it's not empowered for me to be, you know, overly, you know, to care about my appearance or care about, you know, like fashion, glamour, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, no, that's not right. You know, so they're really, it's complicated, but it's quite simple. It's be who you want to be, and don't let some entity, whether they're supposedly progressive or regressive, tell you that's not okay, you know? And so it's easier now, especially in Seattle. I feel like a lot of people are sort of on this wavelength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I was just thinking about that. I was like, all right.
Well, and, you're right. You're right, though.
Especially back in the, 2008?
Yeah, or just that.
Yeah.
Every decade, I feel like it changes. Like every few years, I feel like our awareness, especially thanks to the internet, you know, it just sort of keeps going exponentially. So happy about that.
Are you guys ready to play a little game?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So I know you've binge listened to a few episodes of Mega Catch, but I don't know if you've ever heard the episode where we determine that whenever we play a game, this is our game music.
Super American, too.
That's right.
I'm a matriot, not a patriot.
Oh, get ready. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, time to play Date or Fake. Now, someone sent us a message. Said, Migs, I love when you quiz Ted with the game, like that game Firework or Sex Toy.
That was a tough one.
That was a fun game. So I came up with one you guys can use to quiz Ted. If Juliet is there, have her play too.
Yay.
I made up a bunch of crazy fake services and mixed them in with pretty crazy but actual real dating services.
All right.
So you have to determine whether or not it's like, is eHarmony a real dating service or is it not? It's kind of like that kind of a thing. So I figure I'll go back and forth. We have a tiebreaker just in case. Four questions each. All right. So once again, this game is called, according to Mark, Date or Fake. Ted, the first one is called Happy Ending Social Network.
Happy Ending Social Network.
Where people with terminal illnesses can still find love. Their slogan, no long contract required.
That is a real thing, my friend.
Ted, you were wrong.
Damn it.
It should be.
Well, they used to have tugmaps.com.
But this is for people with terminal illnesses?
It sounds real enough to me. Why
that,
not?
That actually, I thought that was real, too.
Yeah.
To be fair, I would have said that was real.
I was with you guys until the no long contract require. That seems awful.
Maybe they're saying if you got a small one, don't sweat it.
I wasn't going
to. Or like everyone will be dead, so there's no like hurt feelings, you know, repercussions.
Yeah, they saw the doomsday clock.
Yeah.
All right, so Ted, right now you have no
I got no points.
All right. Next one. SeaCaptainDate.com. The only place for sea captains to connect with men and women who share a love of the ocean. Their slogan, find your first mate. Do you think that is a dating site or a fake site?
I think it's real.
Juliet, you are correct.
Yes.
Uh-oh, Ted.
I'm just going to say yes to everything.
When in doubt, I'll just say yes. I don't know how to say no.
Down.
Are we back on the stamp passing count?
And that's how she got her first acting job.
Oh!
Hey!
Ba-boom ching.
Put this in repeat. All right, there we go. All right, Ted, your next question for Date or Fake. And thanks again to MegaCast member Mark for hooking us up with this. I just love this music.
I know.
All right. Date or Fake, Ted. KingOfTheRoad.com. Where truckers meet their needs.
Oh!
Their slogan... I've got a big rig for you.
All right. That one is fake because truckers use lot lizards.
Ted, even though your logic confuses me, you are correct.
Yeah.
Hey. And probably rest stops, mind you. They probably use those as well.
Well, rest stops are more for your...
You sure about this?
Gay sex hookups? Yeah. Whereas lot lizards are where you're going to want to park your big rig. Hunker down with a woman with few teeth.
Don't come with three teeth.
What happens in your life where you decide, you know what? I need to be a lot lizard.
You live in a flyover town.
A lot lizard? You know what? Actually, I don't know anything about lot lizards.
Oh, are you serious?
Women that do this?
Yes.
There's women that wait at lots for these nasty-ass truck drivers to come
by. They're nastier ass than the nastiest truck drivers.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I swear to God, horrible. This is a term that people use.
Wow, I've been educated today.
Yeah, next time you go to a truck stop, be on the lookout.
Maybe I should get my hair looking like a rat's nest and black out some of my teeth. Be like, hey, I've been waiting for you.
They'd be very happy to see you.
Yeah,
there.
I'd say you'd have to not shower for 2 weeks.
And I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that would help a lot with your look.
That might actually be a selling point for them. I don't even need protection. Even better.
Delicious.
I've got a big rig for you. All right, so Ted, now the game is tied 1-1.
Nice.
Next question. Next one. Personal.com. That's P-U-R-R. Where cat lovers greet and meet. Their slogan, the cat lovers social network. Fake or date.
Wow, this is tough because it seems like something that probably does exist because I'm a cat enthusiast. But because it's just so simply marketed, I'm wondering if either it's just a badly marketed app. I'm on the fence. It's real. It's real? Is it real?
After four questions, Juliet takes the lead 2-1.
Yes.
Yeah, come on. That one had to be real. People love cats.
Yeah.
I agree, though. At first, when I saw that, I was like, that one just seems too basic.
Yeah.
Personal.
Yeah.
All right, Ted. Got to catch up. Next one. Date or fake. Spinners.com.
I get what the website is.
Well, well let me finish.
I still want to describe it.
I know. Spitters.com, huh? All right.
Shockingly, Ted, it is a meeting place for super petite women and the men who appreciate them. Their slogan, I'll love you till your head spins.
I'm going to say fake only because of the slogan.
Way to go, Ted. You are correct.
Yeah.
The game is tied at 2 apiece. Next one. Juliet, are you ready?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go. BernieSingles.com. Meet other people who understand the world. Their slogan, you'll feel the burn. Date or fake?
I don't even know what that... What?
Bernie Singles. B-E-R-N-I-E.
Oh, just like a really bad name for a... Oh, God, it's so random. It's so random. It sounds like it would be real, but it's just so random. Bernie Singles? No.
Huh?
No.
So you're saying it's fake?
Well, it just, if it's real, they're not going to make any money. Like, no, I mean, who would join a, you know? Unless I'm just totally wrong, which happens often. Except for during this game, apparently.
Ho, ho, ho. Ooh. That's right. She is 2 for 2.
And?
All right, so the answer is, you are wrong, it is real.
Ah. Yeah, they're Bernie Sanders fans.
That oh, it's correct. Bernie. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's why I was like, no, that's got to be
you
real.
Know, I missed that. So that went right over my head. I didn't even think of that. Like, for some reason, I didn't, like, I'm having a brain fart.
Well, that was his thing, feel the burn, and then instead of Bernie Sanders, he's just Bernie Singles.
Oh,
but do
okay.
You want a dating, do you want a dating site, even if it's a play on words, where their slogan is, feel the burn?
There's a lot of Bernie people. And they really people, like Bernie.
There's a lot of people with herpes, too.
There's a website for that.
There is.
Like stddating.com or something.
Yeah, we were talking about this week, I think, or last week on the show. And apparently there is a site for people who have some kind of an STD. I wonder if you get to click what you have and like filter it based on, like, I have gonorrhea. I only want people who have gonorrhea. Maybe someone with syphilis. I don't care.
You know what? That's actually kind of funky that happens, because I don't know if these people are aware of the fact that there are several different strains of the same STD. So they're just like basically reinfecting themselves with just another variation. So it's like they're...
They're just like, doubling down on STDs.
Yeah, because it's like, like everyone has herpes. It's like one strain of herpes is not the same as another one, and now you're just going to get new outbreaks from this new strain. It's not going to just join your other one and go into dormant, you know, whatever it does.
But together, you get to enjoy it.
Together, you get to be covered in scabs.
Sores.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
That sounds like that sounds like a slogan for one of these games.
Covered in scabs.
Together. Covered in sores.
.com.
All right, we're up to 10. Game is tied.
Source.org.
No, source.org. I love it. That probably exists.
It probably does.
Oh my God, I'm going to look at it.
All right. VampirePassions.com. It's a dating site for vampires and vampire lovers. Shockingly, their slogan is, bite me.
You know what? I'm going to say that's real.
Ted, you are correct, and you're taking the lead 3-2.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. It's like Tom Brady over here, coming from behind. All right.
Coming from behind.
Sports has so many of those.
That sounds like a slogan, too. Yeah. All right. Final question, unless we need a tiebreaker. Rich men dating. It's the hottest spot to meet real millionaire singles. Their slogan, who's your sugar daddy?
Yeah, it's probably.
Date or fake?
Oh. I think it's probably real.
You are correct.
Damn.
There's too many of those things.
Our game is tied. Okay. All right. We have one last one. I only have one more question. So let's see. How do we want to do this? I'll give you both. You guys each got a pen? If not, I can give you mine.
I got a pen.
All right.
I've got a phone where I can Google the answers.
Sure. Piece of paper for
all
you.
All right.
Piece of paper for you. Here's my marker.
Yay.
All right. Either this game will end in a tie or we'll have a winner. I'm going to ask the same question to both of you. You write down what you think it is. Figure that's a fair way to do this.
All right.
The question... All right, the last one is veganmatch.com. It's for my wife. Life is better with a vegan in it. And their slogan? Fruits and nuts. Welcome. So now write down what you think it is. Do you think it's a dating site or is it a fake site? Nothing spells tension and anticipation more than a flute solo.
We gotta get the other flute song back in here.
Oh, that's right. All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Ted, what did you write down?
I wrote fake.
I wrote fake too. We're not gonna.
But you're both right.
The only reason I put fake is in 2018, you couldn't put fruits welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be insulting to homosexuals.
That's a good one.
Because it's very easy to offend people these days, even with jokes.
Yes.
So,
yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know. I couldn't see a website being like, hey, fruits welcome. Like, people are going to take that really wrong.
Yeah, that's true. And the PC police will be after them. So I guess we'll just have to accept that we're both geniuses.
We'll have to do another game in a future episode of the MegaCast to find a true winner. Right now, you guys are tied.
Mm-hmm. This is true. I guess the same listener will have to just give us another quiz.
You hear that, Mark? If you're a true Mega family member, you will come up with a new game for next week. All right, I think that wraps up this week's episode of the MegaCast, man. This has been fun. I had a good time. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I felt all right. I mean, you know, I didn't lose, but, you know, not a huge tie guy.
Well, what do we want to do? We can flip a coin if you want to have a winner.
No, that's all right.
My ego is unperturbed by the fact that I have
I'll take it right
basically
now.
Won, and so it's okay. You know, I've won.
Nobody took an L.
Nobody did take an L.
You know, nobody's got to bounce back.
It's unfortunate. You think in the playoffs we could have a determined winner. It does feel like
finding a winner in here is like defining what's a catch.
Some more?
All right, well, let's get on out of here and let's get this. Juliet, thank you for hanging out with us again.
Loved it. Per protocol.
And anyone wants to find you again, it's at Juliet Frette on Twitter or JulietFrette.com on the website.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for the follow.
Yes.
Twitter now is insisting I follow every Playmate that has Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, who to follow?
I'm still in this.
And I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, oh, it's the Juliet followed me. And I followed her back. I'm in a Playboy wormhole.
It's super true. I'm kind of wishing I wasn't on that list because I get a lot of Modelizer followers are just waiting for, like, you know, like bikini selfies I'm never going to post. So it's like, yeah. That's irritating for me too, dude.
Oh, the trouble that we deal with.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like on Twitter. I know we gotta go, but it's like sometimes I'll follow a player from a team that I don't care for, but it's like the dude or the woman from that team. And then it suggests like everybody else on their team. It's like, I don't want to follow them.
Well, that happened to me with wrestling. I for some reason wasn't following a certain wrestler on Instagram, and then all of a sudden, like, 300 different wrestlers showed up on my, and like, well, and I just followed them all, of course, because I'm just a loser like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get 10 and let's get on out of here. Ready?
Are we slowing down? Is Steve speeding up? What's going on?
I'm going to do my back push.
Ted, I'll follow your lead. How's that sound?
All right, I will go over at you.
All right. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. Ready to take on the world now. As always, thank you for listening to The MegaCast. You can find us on Twitter at The MegaCast.
Yes, sir.
Back next week.
Yeah, man.